This is a sound and thoughts meditation. So taking a moment to settle into your posture, becoming aware of the posture you have chosen and sinking into your body, exploring the contact points of your body with whatever is supporting you, exploring the sensation of the feet and legs, the ground on a chair, the cushion, your arms and your lap on your thighs. Taking a moment to get a sense of your body as it is simply sitting here. And now bringing your attention to the movement of the breath in the body for a few minutes. Centering your attention on the part of the body where you feel the breath the most. Noticing this breath. And the next breath. And the next one. Letting your attention stabilize on the breath. Simply being with your breath as you're sitting here. Observing each in-breath and each out-breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And now when you're ready, letting go of the breath and allowing the focus of your attention to shift from the breath in the body to hearing, opening to sounds as they arise. There's no need to go searching for sounds or listening out for particular sounds, but instead, as best you can, simply remaining open so that you are receptive to the sounds from all different directions as they arise. Sounds from near, sounds from far, sounds in front, behind, to the side, above or below. Perhaps noticing how obvious sounds can easily crowd out more subtle sounds, and noticing also any spaces between sounds, moments of relative quiet. and not really thinking about the sounds, but as best you can, being aware of sounds simply as sounds, being aware of their raw sensations. Noticing the tendency we all have to label sounds as soon as they come, or to judge whether we like them or not. And noticing how easily distractions can come, how easily sounds can create a story. And if you notice this, then simply coming back to the sounds themselves and allowing them to be just as they are. As if you were hearing for the very first time, so that each sound heard was new to you. Cultivating a sense of wonder for this ability to hear so much that we so often take for granted. And you may find that you're thinking about the sounds, seeing it if it is possible to really hear the raw sensations of sounds, rather than their meanings or their stories, focusing on the pitch or the loudness, the rhythm, duration of the sounds. And also noticing the sounds within sounds. Louder sounds and more quiet sounds. Noticing the space between sounds. And whenever you notice that your awareness is no longer focused on sounds, but that the mind has maybe gone off into thinking, got distracted, then gently acknowledging where the mind has moved to and gently but firmly returning the attention back to the sounds as they arise and pass away from moment to moment. Simply being open and receptive to any and all sounds that come into your awareness. And then slowly letting the sounds fade into the background and bringing your awareness to your thoughts. Maybe thoughts about what you're doing now, or what you're going to be doing, or thoughts about the past, worries, anxieties, or sad, happy, or neutral thoughts. See if it is possible to observe them all as they come, stay a while, and then go again. There's no need to try and control your thoughts in any way. Rather, let them go and come on their own, just as you did with sounds. So when thoughts arise in the mind, seeing them coming, staying for a while, and going like clouds passing across the sky. Your mind like the sky and the thoughts like the clouds. Sometimes large, sometimes small, sometimes dark and sometimes light, but the sky remains. There's no need to try and make thoughts come or go. In the same way that you related to the arising and passing away of sounds, just letting the thoughts come and go on their own. And whatever the thoughts are, seeing if it is possible to see them just as mental events, arising, staying a while, and then dispersing again. And if any thoughts bring with them intense feelings or emotions, pleasant or unpleasant, as best you can, noting their emotional charge and intensity and seeing if you can just let them be as they already are. Simply observing the thoughts but not doing anything with them. Of course, from time to time, you may find that your mind gets caught up in your thinking and that you're no longer observing your thoughts, but that you're lost inside them. When this happens, then congratulating yourself for waking up, taking a moment to acknowledge what your mind got caught in, and then beginning again, renewing your intention to observe these mental events as they arrive, stay a while, and dissolve. Continuing to observe your thoughts. And if at any time your mind gets repeatedly drawn into the story created by your thinking, remember that it is always possible to come back to your breathing as an anchor to stabilize your attention in the present moment. And then if you choose, coming back to observing the thoughts in your mind. Returning to observing the interior sky and waiting patiently for the next sequence of thoughts to arise, as they surely will. Practicing this observing of your thoughts for a couple of more moments. Renewing this intention time and time again and coming back time and time again. Seeing if you can notice when your mind gets carried away and where it has gone off to. And coming back, observing the thoughts, letting the clouds pass, letting the thoughts pass one after another. And then letting go of the thoughts, slowly letting go of this intention to observe your thoughts and bring your awareness back to the breath in your body, to this anchor that is always there. And noticing what the breath feels like in your body, in your belly. Or in the chest, the nostrils. Simply for a couple of more moments, observing, sensing the breath in your body. Connecting with the breath, this gateway to the present moment, to what's here right now. And then bringing this practice to a close by listening to the sound of the bell. And when you're ready, opening your eyes again.